We're learning Masechta Seif and Daf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara is going with the Maimra of Rav. The Mishnah I brought a Machloikis the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim said that a Mavli which is the Kaira is above 20 Amos, it doesn't work, you're not allowed to carry in that Mavli. And Rabbi Yehuda says it could be above 20 Amos. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rav says that they learn out, the Chachamim learn out from Pesach Shel Heichel. The Pesach of the Heichel was 20 Amos high and 10 Amos wide. And that's why a Mavli has to be the dimensions of the Pesach HaHechel, 20 Amos high and 10 Amos wide, not more. And Rabbi Yehuda holds from the Pesach Shel Ulam, the Pesach Shel Ulam was 40 Amos high and 20 Amos wide, and that's how a Mavli could be. So the Gemara, in the middle of the Amid, asks the Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda, the Pesach Shel Ulam Gomer, how can you tell me Rabbi Yehuda learns from the Pesach of the Ulam, Vatna Nevrachim Ve'eser Amos Yimayit? It says in the Mishnah that if it's 10 Amos wide, you have to make it less. But Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue, and the Ulam was 20 Amos wide. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Polig B'Braisa. He argues in the Braisa, the Tanya of Erachim Eser Amos Yimayit, Rabbi Yehuda Me'ein Etzarech, that just like Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't, a Mavi is allowed to be more than 20 Amos wide, 20 Amos high, I mean, the Braisa says that the Mavi could also be more than 10 Amos wide. So Gemara says, "V'lifli gemes nisim." Why did he argue in the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, "Polig begeiva v'hu din l'rechva." When he argued on the height, you were supposed to understand that the width also follows the same argument as the height. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita that a mavli could be more than 10 amis. The Pesach mavli, it's not possible. Now we have a Mishnah later. The Mishnah talks about a shayara shechansa bebika. If you have a caravan that rested in a bika, and they made a mechitza around it with a different clay behema that they had, that's good. That would make it a rishus hayachid, and you'd be allowed to carry in the bika that's surrounded by the clay behema. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that the mechitza has to be gevoya asar tvachim, and also it has to be that the piritzah shouldn't be more than the binyan. It shouldn't be paritz merubah. You have to have Eimid Meruba and Gevaya Tentvachim. And then the Mishnah says, Kol Pirtzah Shikha Eser Amos Mutaris and Neshukha Pesach, Yesem Mikan Aser. If you have an opening in the Mechitza, which is more than 10 Amos, if it's 10 Amos exactly, then it's Mutar, because that's a Pesach. But if it's more than 10 Amos, then it's Aser, it's a Pirtzah. So we find the din of 10 Amos by a Pesach Amavi, Harachav Me'esi Yemayit. That's this Mishnah Naf Beis. And we find the din of 10 Amos in the Mishnah later, on the Afteh Zvavim in Beis, by Shiyara Shechan Sebebika, that if it's more than 10 Amos, it's going to ask the Hekif, it's not going to be considered a Rishus HaYachid. Now the Rishaynim, on the Afteh Yutesim in Beis, on the Dayik from the Gemara there, there are Yehuda holds of this din of Eser Amos when it comes to Eimin Meruba. When it comes to Mechitz and Eimin Meruba, Rabbi Yehuda also agrees to the din of 10 Amos. That's the Mashmayis of the Gemara on the Afteh Yutesim Beis. Kind of the Gemara says it, that Rabbi Yehuda, by the case of Pasi Birois, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no Shia of 10 Amos. But Zut Teres Mechitzel of B'tzasu Be'eser, that when you have something which is not Pasi Birois, it's a Mechitzel, so then the din is that the Pirtzah is a din of 10 Amos. And the Rashba and the Ritva there ask, Rabbi Yehuda holds by Mavli, the Pesach HaMavli could be more than 10 Amos. So what's the pshat that by a mechitz of Eimin Meruba, he holds it can't be more than 10 Amos? So the Rashman Va Mechalik, that when we're dealing with a side which doesn't need a mechitza, like the fourth side of a Mavli, and then they say as well, Rabbi Yehuda actually holds, even when you have the Mavli open on both sides, then Rabbi Yehuda actually holds you could put a lechi on both sides. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Mishiyesh leishnei batim v'shnei tzidim v'shisar abim. Oysa lechi mikan v'lechi mikan v'kari mikan v'kari mikan v'noysim v'noysim v'emtza. If you have two houses on two opposite sides of v'shisar abim, you could put a lechi on either side, and then you could carry in the middle. And that also would not require the din of 10 Amos. Even if it's more than 10 Amos, it would be mutter, because you don't need a mechitza on that side, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But when you do need a mechitza, and you need Eimin Meruba, there Rabbi Yehuda is maskim that the pirtza of 10 Amos would aser. Now there's an interesting shaila in the Achronim. The Gaon Yaakov calls it for a shaila, and it's part of the machlokes between the Beis Ephraim and the Mishkanos Yaakov. The Beis Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius from Brod, and the Mishkanos Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kalina, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, they have tshuvas back and forth in their respective svarim. The Mishkanos Yaakov held, he was mafakfik on the minig of Erevin in his days, which includes today. He had a problem with it. Perhaps in the Hemshelech Masechta we'll get to speak about it more, and the Beis Ephraim defended it. And they go through a lot of different inyanim of Erevin and those tshuvas back and forth. One of the things they discuss is the din of Pirtzis Eser, is it Deiraisa or Derabanan? Is the Pshat, the Beis Ephraim held that mean Deiraisa, as long as you have Oymen Merubah, there is no din that a Pirtza Asers. If you have Mechitzis of Oymen Merubah, you have Oymen Merubah la parts, even if you have a big Pirtza, even more than 10 Amis, there's no Shir, as long as it's Oymen Merubah la parts, that's considered a Mechitza, and it does an Aser. The din of Pirtzis Eser is Derabanan. Hashem and the Mishkanos Yaakov insists that no, the din of Pirtzis Eser is Deraisa. He brings Kamarayis and Kamadiyukim. There's a Ridvam on Daf Tezvav, which says, on Daf Tezayin, which says that any time you have a Pirtzis Eser, it makes the whole heck of a Karmelis. The Beis Ephraim says he doesn't mean it, but Daf, it's not really a Karmelis. Midaraisa, it's a Rishis Yachin, means Midarabanan, it's a Karmelis. But the Mishkanos Yaakov learned the Kipshutai. Rashi in a few places seems to imply that Pirtzis Eser is Deraisa. Rav Aaron Cutler, in the Mishas Rabbanan, his Tshuvah on Erevin brings a Rabbeinu Chananel that says that Pirtzis Eser is Deraisa. But it's a Shaila. The Beis Ephraim insists it's Derabanan. And the Chazon Ish also holds very stark that Pirtzis Eser is Derabanan. He had letters back and forth from the Baal Shalom Yehuda, Rav Blazer Palachansky. The time of Lazar Palachansky, was a big Talmud Chacham. Time he was a younger man, he wrote letters back and forth in the Chazon Ish on various topics, among them Erevin. And Lazar Palachansky and them done that Pirtzis Eser was Deraisa, and the Chazon Ish argued that Pirtzis Eser is Derabanan, and much of the Chazon Ish letters are actually printed in the Sefer Chazon Ish and Erevin. And the Chazon Ish brings the Raya from our sugya. He says, if Pirtzis Eser was Deraisa, this is his argument. If Pirtzis Eser was Deraisa, so that means, as Halacha Loishim Yisinai, that when you have more than 10 Amas of Pirtza, it asks the Hekev. I mean, he says it could be one of two things. Either it could be that the sheer 10 Amas is a sheer Deraisa. It's Halacha Loishim Yisinai. I guess part of the Shiur and Chatzitzin and Mechitzin is Halacha Loishim Yisinai. So the sheer of 10 Amas is Halacha Loishim Yisinai. That's possible. Or it could be the din mi deraisa is that if it's not a Pesach, if it's a Pirtza, then it doesn't work. And Chazal figured out what the Svara Satera is, what's called the Pirtza. But he says either way, the question of 10 Amis is negated to more than Pesach HaMavi. Pesach HaMavi is clearly the Rabbanan Dikadin. Midaraisa, you're allowed to carry in the Mavi. And Midaraisa, if the Mavi has 3 Mechitzas, it's a Rishus HaYachid. And the din of 10 Amis is the Rabbanan Dikadin. Then they were trying to figure it out from Pirska Shel Heichel. Is it the Rabbanan Dikalimud? It's not a Deraisa Dikalimud. The whole Mavi is the Rabbanan. It's a Rabbanan Dikalimud. Even by the Rabbanans, very often, they could darshim sukkim, and they could work out where in the Torah it says different things that's negated to the Takanas Chachamim. But it's all a Rabbanan Dikalimud. If Pirtzis Eser is Deraisa, he said, Mimanavshach. If the Din Ten Amis is Deraisa, so even if you're going to tell me that Midaraisa, once you have 3 mechitzas, the 4th side's allowed to be open more than Eser. Because Pirtzis Eser would only apply to a side where you would need the mechitza. And the 4th side, you won't need the mechitza. So there'd be no din of Pirtzis Eser. But now that the Rabbanan say you do need a mechitza, so of course, the din Pirtzis Eser would automatically apply. And if the 10 Amis wasn't given Lameisha Misinai, but Chazal figured it out, if Chazal had to figure it out, for a din deraisa, they wouldn't do that from Pesach Shel Heichel. Pesach Shel Heichel wouldn't apply to a din deraisa. It's a derabanan dekalima, just like 20 amis, which we're learning from Pesach Shel Heichel, has no shaykhas of deraisa. There's never a sheer deraisa of 20 amis. 10 amis also, that we're learning here from the Heichel, is a derabanan dekalima. If you anyway have to say that it's negayah to know how much a Pesach is for the din deraisa, that you need a Pesach and a mechitza, And if it wouldn't be a Pesach in the Mechitza, if it would be too big to be a Pesach, you wouldn't say Amen Meruba. So even though on the fourth side of the Mavi you wouldn't apply Amen Meruba, but the same Pesach, we'd have to figure it out for the Deraisa anyway. We didn't use Pesach Shalheichel for that. So why would we need Pesach Shalheichel for the Mavi? Elamai, the whole din of ten Amos is Derabbanan. And it's one din that Derabbanan said that more than ten Amos is not a Pesach. And that could be learned from Pesach Shalheichel. Or it doesn't necessarily have to be learned from Pesach Shalheichel. According to Rav, that says it's learned from Pesach Shalheichel, the Gemara says it's only Rav Vashitase that holds that that din would apply even when there's a Tzuras of Pesach. We hold that a Tzuras of Pesach more than 10 Amos is kosher, so obviously you won't learn it from the Pesach Shalheichel. But if it's a din deraisa, then there's no discussion. We don't need Pesach Shalheichel. We already know this din. Either the Torah gave the shear of 10 Amos, or the Rabbanan had to figure out the shear of 10 Amos not from Pesach Shalheichel, but negate the din deraisa. There'd be no reason to bring in Pesach Shalheichel here. That's the Chazon Ish's argument that Pirtzos Esser is the Rabbanan. So what's pshat in the Achreinim, the Gedolei Achreinim, and the Medayik from Rishonim that Pirtzos Esser is the Raisa? So I think like this, the din Pirtzos Esser, if you hold it's the Raisa, what does it mean? We're discussing a Mechitza. You have a Mechitza, it's partially Paritz and partially Eimid, and the din deraisa is, as long as the Eimed is Meruba, or even Paritz Kaimed according to one man the Amen. So that's considered that you have a Mechitza here. And the openings don't shter the Mechitza. They're a Pesach in the Mechitza. It's a Mechitza with some openings, if it's Paritz Meruba. So in Fakert, it's just some sticks that are lying around, something closed, but it doesn't get together as a Mechitza, because right of it is Paritz. It's an open area with a few sticks in the way. If it's Ayman Ruba, it's a closed area with a few openings to get through. Now, when you have a Pirtza of ten Amos, if you say it's Deraisa, so that can't be Mitzarefit. You can't see it as one big Mechitza with some openings. The openings are too big. It's not an opening in a Mechitza. Obviously, if it's more than ten Amos, what you say is, and obviously this Mechitza ends here, and that's the end of this Mechitza, this open area is not part of the Mechitza Al Tzidai. It's its own thing, and the Mechitzas don't have a Hemshech, they don't continue. They're cut off. If it's less than 10 Amos and same in Meruba, so it's one big Mechitza. So there's an opening, so what? That doesn't shter the Mechitza. The whole side is considered to have a Mechitza. When you have Paritz Meruba, or when you have Pirtzos Esser, Pirtzos Esser is the Raisa, so it's not called one big Mechitza, and there's openings that don't shter. The Mechitza ends where the Pirtza starts, and the other thing is another Mechitza, but there's no hemshah between the two Mechitzas, so this area is not enclosed, it's not Mukaf, and the Mela can't be Rosh Hashayachid. But that's only on three sides. On the fourth side, let's say Midereisa, there'll be no Din Pirtza Sasser, because it doesn't have to be Mukaf on the fourth side. You need a heck of a three sides. You need Mechitzas on three sides. You have them. It's Ayman Meruba, and there's no Pirtza Sasser. The fourth side, it's more than Esser, that's okay. Pirtzos Esser is a din in the Mechitza, and you don't need a Mechitza on this side. Now, like we spoke before, I want a taina that there's a Yisaitis like a chilik between Tikkunei Chatzar and Tikkunei Mavli, between a Mavli and any other Rosh Hashayachid. Every other Rosh Hashayachid, we need a Mechitza on all four sides, Midar Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan said, you don't need Ayman Ruba on the fourth side. There's Tikkunei Chatzar, there's Pasei Chatzar, which works. But it works because it lives in Mechitza. So the din, the sheer pirtza would be 10 Amos. Again, you can't have a Mechitza if there's a 10 Amos pirtza, even on the fourth side. So that's taka the same din, and I think Rabbi Yehuda would agree. By a chatzar, it's really actually a Mishnah, and it's a Gemara in Kol Gagos that was going with Rabbi Yehuda. By a chatzar, even on the fourth side, if it's more than 10 Amos, Rabbi Yehuda would also agree that that's a pirtza. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue about the din pirtza and a mechitza. But that's by a chatzar. By a mavli, it's not the pshat that chazal matzuch a mechitza on the fourth side. Like Rashi says, a mavli is only lalesa l'chlufei b'shus harabim, but shichu heker. That's Rashi on the Mishnah. We don't need a mechitza on the fourth side. We need a heker. If lechi works, if lechi mishim mechitza, the fact that lechi is a mechitza makes it has a din heker. But the Yisayin Adav is we need a hacker L'Oysa L'Chuvay B'Rishas HaRabim. So Mamela, did me no din, I mean Zecha, what if you hold Kari Mishim Hacker or Lachi Mishim Hacker, there'd be no din of Pirtzis Eser Amis, the regular din Pirtzis that's there by Emin Ruben. That's Taka Din De'Raisa. But the Chazanish says, why don't we take that din and apply it to the fourth sign? That's a din in a continuation of a mechitza. When you need the mechitza to continue, when you need all four signs to be mukav, so then there's a shir deraisa of 10 amis, which we can even apply it when mina rabbanan we need it to be mukav. But by mavu we don't need it to be mukav. So what is the din, haracha me'asi yamayit? Against an ayadin, that a mavu needs a pesach hamavi. There's a din a mavu needs a pesach hamavi. And we find different dinim, l'mashal, if it's not four tvachim. So it's not a pesach hamavi, and a lechi v'kari don't work. But we find the din, if the mavi has a pirtza b'tzidai, and people don't go in and out of this pesach. So it's batal the shame pesach, and mele lechi v'kari don't work. It's a naya din pesach. It's not a din pesach in a mechitza, meaning the definition of pesach in a mechitza is that we consider it one big mechitza with some openings, as opposed to the mechitza ending here and starting when it starts. That's a din pesach and mechitza. That everyone agrees that the shir pesach is ten amis, and that some achrayim are saying that's a shir deraisa. But the fourth side of a mavi doesn't have to be gadur. It doesn't need any continuation of mechitzas. So the din pirtza there is an ayin din that ain lechi v'kari matir nesa pirtza. You have to put the lechi v'kari on a pesach hamavi, and the pesach hamavi has to be a shame pesach. So now we have to decide what's the shame pesach. Now we learn that from the heichal. And the raya that it's a different din is because Rabbi Yehuda holds of the din of ten amos by the chatzar, and he doesn't hold of it in the pesach hamavi, and it's not. And it's not the pshat that some achleikas or rabbanon hold of that din in the pesach hamavi. The rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Yehuda. That din you don't have. You don't need a continuation of the mechitzas. The rabbanon hold of a naya din pesach hamavi. That's some. You need a pesach hamavi. The mavi has to have an official entranceway. If it's too big, it's not the official entranceway of the mavi. And we said Rabbi Yehuda Merav L'Chayr is a third din. It's a pesach farzich. It's its own din pesach. But that has the same dinim as the din pesach hamavui, al kopanim legabi the rechav. Al kopanim, it's hard to say that pirtzas eser is the reisa. That's how to understand the chilik between the pirtzas eser, that's the reisa, that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to, and the pirtzas mavui, the pesach hamavui, which is clearly not the reisa, and it's a completely different shir, like the Chazanish says. The Gemara is not telling through the shir eser. The Gemara is coming up with a different din eser from pirtzas shalechel. Because it's a completely different din Pesach. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara asks the Kasha and Rav, V'rabbanan imi piskei shalechel gemiri, liboi dlosses kehechel. The Rabbanan learned out this year 20 from Hechel, so why don't you also learn from Hechel that you should need doors, and the mavui shouldn't be considered a Pesach without doors. Alam etnan, hechshe mavui, v'shamer melechi v'kari, v'silver melechi oikari, the Chayri, besides for Alechi and the Chayri, she also need doors. So Gemara answers, Dalsas Hechel Etzli is Baal Mehuda Avida. And the Mefarshim explained, that Dalsas Hechel was just made for privacy. In other words, if the doors were necessary for it to be a Pesach, so then you attack it with need doors if you're learning after Hechel. But since the doors weren't there in order to make it into a Pesach, it was a Pesach without the doors. The doors were just there for privacy. So Mela, you can't learn out that you need doors because the etzem pesach of the hechel was without the doors. The doors were just there for privacy. Then the Gemara asks, "Ela me'ata loytahani leitzuras a pesach." So the tzuras a pesach shouldn't work if it's more than 10 amos. The hechel tzuras a pesach who the havelay. The hechel had a tzuras a pesach. Afil achi esa amos the reviach, and still it was only 10 amos wide. Allah matran, so why does the Mishnah say, Mesha Tzuras HaPesach, Afi Shiracha Me'asir Amais, Ein Etzarech L'mayit? That if it has a Tzuras HaPesach, even if it's more than 10 Amais, you don't have to make it less. So Gemara says, Midu Tam El L'Rav, Rav holds, Rav was Masni Tzarech L'mayit. Rav holds that Ein a Tzuras HaPesach does not work for more than 10 Amais. So Taisus stels sich on the Shailah, why by Dlosses did the Gemara ask Akasha Tiboy Dlosses? And by Tzuras HaPesach, the Gemara says Kasha Leitahani Leitzuras HaPesach. Why would the Di Akasha by Dlosis also Leitahani Leitlosis? And by Tzuras HaPesach, why wouldn't there be Akasha Liboy Tzuras HaPesach? By Dlosis, the question was you should need Dlosis. By Tzuras HaPesach, the question was if it's more than Tanam, Tzuras HaPesach shouldn't help. Why not the other way? Why don't we have a question when it's more than Tanamis, Dlosis shouldn't help? And also, even when it's less than Tanamis, you should need a Tzuras HaPesach. So about the question, you should need a Tzuras HaPesach, Taisa says the Tzuras HaPesach was Lanoya. Which Kipshute means that once we said the Teretz by Dlosis, that the reason why you don't need Dlosis, because the Dlosis wasn't there to make it a Pesach, Dlosis was Eilitznius, so we understand ourselves that that Teretz would apply to Tzuras HaPesach as well. And the Tzuras HaPesach wasn't there to make the Shem Pesach. The Tzuras HaPesach was there for decoration. So Mela, it's already answered by the first Teretz. We answered the first Teretz. Not everything you see by the Heichel was necessary for the Shem Pesach. The Dlosses weren't there for the Shem Pesach. The Dlosses was there with the Litznias. So who would then the Tzuras HaPesach should be there tonight? And Taisus seems to be bavarning, so maybe the 10 Amos also wasn't there because that's required. Maybe the 10 Amos was there because you don't want it so wide, whatever it is, for other taimen. So Taisus answers because the Gemara knew about the width, that if it were not to be for the Shem Pesach, they would have made it as big as the Pesach HaUlam. The reason why they made the Pesach Shleichel smaller than the Pesach HaUlam was because they wanted a Shem Pesach by the Heichel, and the Shem Pesach is only 10 Amos. So HaGufa, that goes into the Shem Pesach. Now, Matthias is of the Kasha. Why don't we ask by Dlosa, it's like the Hani Le Dlosas? I mean, Mishaynim say, because it doesn't say anywhere clearly that Dlosas work. It says the Tzuras HaPesach works. But Taisus says a little more. Taisus says, because Dlosas Ritakano works. Dlosas is Pasha that it works. And Taisus Lashin is, Hayil Ve'islai Dlosas Ve'hainin Alis, Da'ava Kemechitza Ma'aliyasa. So you can't ask the question that losses shouldn't work. Losses have to work. If they have losses and they're closed, so then it's partial, it's like a regular mechitza. Now Rabbi Kivega asks, if that's true that losses indeed do work when it's more than 10 amis, so what's your answer when you ask a question that let Tzuras HaPesach not work? Why? Why wouldn't Tzuras HaPesach work? What's your raya that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work? Because the Heichel had a Tzuras HaPesach and they only allowed it to be 10 Amos. And Taisus says, because if a Tzuras HaPesach would work, they would have made it the size of the Ulam. Vayter b'Kvega, the Heichel happened to have losses. So it happens to be, if they would make the Heichel the size of the Ulam, it would anyway work. It would work on losses. So why Taka didn't they? You want to prove that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work more than 10 Amos. Because you see that the Heichel had a Tzuras HaPesach and was only 10 Amos. And if Tzuras HaPesach would work, they would have made it bigger. They would have made it the size of the Ulam. But that's not true. You just told me that losses actually do work even more than 10 Amos. And the Heichel happened to have losses. So why Taka didn't they make it the size of the Ulam? Because it won't work. It does work. It has losses. Elamite is another reason. So then what's the kasha from Tzuras HaPesach? That's right, Yabbi Kivega. But the Svasemma says, and the Emma says, the Zayis Mashma, in the Taisha Ben Peretz, and even in the Taisus itself, that losses would work by a Mavoi if it's more than 10, not because it's a Pesach, because it's a Mechitza, because it's Sosum, that Ben Peretz is Lashon. A Tzuras HaPesach is a Pesach. If a Tzuras HaPesach is a Pesach, more than 10 Amos, so they would have made it more than 10 Amos. Elamai, when you're learning out from Pesach Shalheichel, which added Tzuras HaPesach, and that's where you're learning the Shir 10 Amos, because he's saying they didn't make it more than 10 Amos, they needed a Shem Pesach. That proves to you that even with the Tzuras HaPesach, it won't have a Shem Pesach if it's more than 10 Amos. But that you'd be allowed to carry in the Mavli more than 10 Amos with losses is not because it's a Shem Pesach. Losses is not a Shem Pesach. Losses is a Mechitza. So it worked with Teres Mechitza. So if a Tzuras HaPesach would work more than 10 Amos, Tzuras HaPesach is a Pesach. So that would prove that a Pesach could be more than 10 Amos. So how could you learn a 10 Amos from the Heichel? The Heichel had a Tzuras HaPesach. They should have made it more than 10 Amos. But that Heichel had losses and they should have made it more than 10 Amos, it still wouldn't be a Pesach. I could prove that a Pesach is only 10 Amos. As long as a Pesach with its Tzuris, a Pesach is only 10 Amos, and the losses are going to be matter more than 10 Amos, the losses are not being matter b'teiris Pesach. The losses are being matter because it's awesome, it's a mechitza. That wouldn't be a reason why they'd make the Heichel more than 10 Amos. Now there's an interesting machlekes achreinim, the Avnei Nezer and the Chazei Nish. Could you make a mechitza with a delas without a tzuris of Pesach? The Avnei Nezer was manning in a lot of different cities in Europe where the government did not allow them to make a tzuris of Pesach, that the Erev should be done with losses. That they made doors that didn't have a tzuris of Pesach, and the doors were royal enough that you were able to close them. He says, even though the government doesn't allow you to close them, that's still called royal linen. That's what the Avnei Nezer held. And he was manning in a lot of different cities where they couldn't make an Erev, they couldn't make a Tzuris of Pesach, they should make losses, and they should close them from time to time. That's what he says, even though they can't usually close them because of government regulation. But he held there was a kasher Erev. And the Chazon Ish, Siman Ayin Ches, has a whole Siman Keneged this minute to be misakana with losses. The Chazon Ish says that a delos without a Tzuris of Pesach, it doesn't say anywhere in Shas that it works. And you can't make up a new thing that a delos works if it doesn't have a Tzuris of Pesach. So we find losses, besides from Agamara, we find losses work by a Rishus HaRabim. That's who we find in Halacha. That a Rishus HaRabim, a Tzuris of Pesach doesn't work, you need dafkid losses. But the Chazon Ish says that means losses together with the Tzuris of Pesach. Also, there's a man, the Amr, a Tana, which holds them of them a foolish, needs a delos on one side. That means a delos with the Tzuris of Pesach. A delos without a Tzuris of Pesach is not a halachic mechitza whatsoever. That's what the Chazon Ish is. Now, the Shaila is there a raya from this taste? It's not like the Chazon Ish. Because a Tzuris of Pesach, according to Rav, doesn't work more than 10 Amos. And Taisa says that a delos is pshita that would work, because of Limeskin mechitza. So even though this delos happens to have a Tzuris of Pesach, but the Tzuris of Pesach, according to Rav, doesn't work for more than 10 Amos. And still Taisa is saying the delos helps. See, from the Gemara in the Avavim and Beis, that by Rishus HaRabim, or according to one Tana, by Mavim of Foolish, Tzuris of Pesach doesn't help, but Adelis helps, I would say the Pshat is like this. The Tzuris of Pesach is the Mechitza, but the Din is, when you have Rishus HaRabim, so that's Mevatel the Mechitza. But when you have Adelis, so that takes care of the Rabim, so the Rabim can't be Mevatel the Mechitza, and now the Mechitza works mitzad the Tzuris of Pesach. That would work in that Gemara. But in our Taisus, which is Nemzan, that according to Rav, even though a Tzuris of Pesach doesn't work more than 10 Amos, but a Delos, he says, Pshita, it works, the Gemara couldn't ask that it can't work, because it's Pshita that it works, but a Tzuris of Pesach doesn't work. And still Taisus is saying a Delos works, it's a Blimes and Mechitza. And I think it's a Deichik to say that Taisus means when the Delos is Taka closed. Because let the Gemara talk about when the Delos is open. Unless Eina Chanami, that's taka like a Tzuris of Pesach. But the Chazon Ish himself didn't nem on that way. The Chazon Ish himself nemed on when Taisus talks about a delos working, and Taisus says, since a delos is nenolais, it blimes kemechitzam, that doesn't mean while it's closed. Even while it's open, it will blime kemechitzam. So the Chari, that should be a raya that a delos could work without a Tzuris of Pesach. But the Chazon Ish says no. The Chazon Ish says, I'm asking, when you have a Tzuris of Pesach, the delos, the Gemara is Mavur, the Delos increases the Kayach Mechitza of the Tzuris of Pesach. A Tzuris of Pesach with the Delos could work even though a Tzuris of Pesach alone doesn't work. Like over here, according to Rav, by more than 10 Amos, or by Rishus HaRabim, where Tzuris of Pesach doesn't work and the Delos works, or by Mavim of Foolish. The Pshat is the Tzuris of Pesach plus the Delos together, that makes the Tzuris of Pesach a stronger Mechitza. But still the Chazon Ish held that a delos that doesn't have a Tzuris of Pesach and Ul, the Chazon Ish held it wasn't a Mechitza Bechlal. Now, Avnei Nezer brings upon him the Iris that says it's a Mechitza. It's not a Machlokes Achreinim.